Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Grass tetany and nitrate poisoning are issues that we typically associate with animals grazing. However, both issues can be a problem in the winter when animal diets are limited by what they are fed. Is your herd safe from possible hay worries? Tetany occurs when an animal's diet doesn't have enough magnesium to meet nutritional needs. Complications with milk production and increased magnesium demand can make this imbalance even worse during lactation. Grass, alfalfa, and cereal grains harvested for hay can all be low in magnesium. Getting a hay test back with mineral analysis can easily show if this is an issue that we need to worry about this winter. If tests come back showing less than 0.15% magnesium, the hay is deficient. Other mineral interactions that can worsen tetany are low calcium at less than 0.4% and high potassium amounts greater than 2.5%. If your tests come back with these issues, consider switching over to a high calcium and magnesium mineral. Most options use magnesium oxide, which is a bit bitter tasting and can reduce animal consumption. Consider mixing with a protein or energy supplement, or mixing with distillers, grains, or soybean meal to improve consumption if it's not at target levels. For a 10 to 13% magnesium mix, this is 4 ounces per head per day. Another concern to keep an eye on is nitrates. Forages high in nitrate that were harvested for hay will not see a significant reduction in nitrate levels after cutting. Any hay that we suspect in being high in nitrate should be tested, and if high, fed at a reduced portion of the diet to prevent any issues with toxicity. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.